B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Lately, it seems as if it's me against the world, like it was before my life became a movie, and they used to use my motherfucking trailer to tease me with it. But I flipped that script like AV for the painkillers to pop the lid off that safety. So it made me feel amazing, maybe still a bravery. And if I may reiterate, I ain't even need a script. Meaning being conceited, but I made it to radio. Eat it. I still never ABC. This mainstream appeal with the skill is what made me ever since before they called J.D. Diller. I was daydreaming one day I would beat it. And if I ever end up escaping these streets, I swear that I would stay here still. And if
I'm baby. Eminem, Detroit versus everybody. My friend's niece made a Bernie Sanders Photoshop of me the time I risked it all on the roller coaster.
I thought you were playing this because that's the attitude that a certain gentleman had.
No, that's
showing up.
That's why Dan's playing it, yes. But I'm saying that... Yeah, I put it up on Instagram at Fred Toucher. It's because I don't know if people have seen this, but people are putting photos up where they're taking Bernie Sanders from the inauguration and putting him in photos. He's not really there, though. So my friend's niece made one, and I put it up in case anyone hasn't seen one of these. I put it up there. All right, Rich, what's going on? Dan Campbell, eh?
If you are not aware of who Dan Campbell is, he just got hired yesterday to be the head coach of the Detroit Lions. 6 years! 6 year contract they're just throwing around to Dan Campbell saying, here you go. You really haven't proven anything, but you know what? Let's make a commitment. So he showed up yesterday, and if you don't remember him, he was the guy that I believe it was after Coach Sparano died down in Miami. Was it when he died, or was it when that Philbin got fired? I think it was when Philbin got fired.
I think it was Philbin, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was when Philbin got fired, and Philbin was just a weakling. And they said, you know what? No more of that here in Miami. We're going to bring on a man who's all about red meat and beef and Oklahoma drills, Mr. Dan Campbell. So Dan Campbell shows up, and I believe in his first game as the coach of the Miami Dolphins, they were impressive. It was like, whoa, how can you believe this? This guy's a maker of men. Oh, he can speak their language. And everyone just completely blew this guy up. And then they got their asses kicked the next week by the Patriots. Like, what did you say, 39-7 or something?
36-7 on Thursday Night Football. Yeah, he got pants by Belichick on national TV. Right.
So Dan Campbell, mountain of a man, he gets hired by Detroit. And yesterday they have his press conference. Now, I don't watch every introductory press conference in its entirety. I almost watched the entire thing of Dan Campbell. I don't know whether they just let the coach go up there and talk for an hour, but that's what they did with Dan Campbell.
Well, he knows where he's going. He knows this ain't no Miami. This ain't no Pitbull Gloria Stefan town. This is a town where they make things with their hands, where
that's
people
right.
fight for every inch that they can get. This is my hometown, baby, Detroit, Michigan. He's in Allen Park speaking to my bros. Yeah.
So let's take a listen.
All right. Let's get it up. There's a lot. Here we go.
But I'd say this first, just in regards to, the head coach search, how I ended up here. One of the things would be that I told my agent, Rick Smith, I said, make sure that they think I'm Matt Campbell. So I think that's how this is really.
And we're off. All right.
Matt Campbell, he's what? Hello, is this thing?
Oh.
Make sure they think I'm Matt Campbell.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
Carrot Top. All right.
Matt Campbell, who? Oh. I don't even know who Matt Campbell is. Who's Matt Campbell?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, hey, how's your golf game, Mitch Albom? Mitch Albom does not like this hiring.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's the head coach at Iowa State. Okay.
Okay.
Big name, apparently.
I think that's how this has really worked out great for me. So now that I'm in the seat, I am Dan Campbell. And listen, I need to thank a lot of people here first. Look, I'm excited to be here beyond belief. I wanted this job bad because I felt like I knew this community. I played here. All right. Here's what I know.
He was a tight end for the Lions for 4 years. Did I ever hear his name in those 4 years? No. I have no recollection of Dan Campbell playing for the Lions, but that might be a me thing. I go, someone get on Pro Football Focus and see how he did. All right, here we go.
Just as an overall philosophy, you're going to say, well, what's this team going to be? What's it not going to be? Here's what I know. All right. I know that Detroit's made up of great people.
Yeah, it is.
Some really good people.
Uh-huh.
All right. This community is strong.
Yep.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's mm-hmm. been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. None of that matters. And you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language.
Whoa.
This town has had enough of that beep. This town has had enough of that la-di-da coach speak. Kick it to the curb, baby. Bring in the new regime. Danny Campbell. Talk to the people, Danny. All the saps that can't understand anything but just violence.
Remember the TDK commercials back in the day where the guy's sitting in the chair and the huge speakers in front of him and their hair just gets blown backwards? Everyone in the press room.
I wish he would have said, put on your seatbelts before he started talking, because
it's going to be a wild ride.
He is speaking the language of people from the Midwest. This is Detroit, Michigan, baby. Come in here ready to fight. This is where the bad boys once roamed the hardwood.
All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city.
Ooh.
All right. And the city's been.
All right. So in what community is it going to take on the identity of the city? Is it going to be.
That's a good point. Which is it, well, 8 Mile? Is it,
well,
is it,
well, if it's Dearborn, it's going to be all. Middle Eastern. If it's going to be West Bloomfield, it will be predominantly Jewish. If it's going to be Detroit, it's going to be mostly African American. What part of the city are we talking about, Dan Campbell?
The kick-ass part, Fred. Come on.
Well, I mean, it all kicks ass, Rich. I mean, everyone knows there's no diversity in Detroit whatsoever. It's all the same. The people are all under one umbrella, and that is, everywhere you go, it's every bar is an arm wrestling theme. I don't know if you guys haven't been.
Every bar is over the top. Yeah.
Every bar is an arm wrestling theme.
With Hagar.
Yeah. It's this ain't your Whole Foods town. Let's put it that way. People just eat raw meat on the streets.
Been down and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on. We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
That's taking a long time. Why don't you be more like, Kansas City, and just put up 50 points right away.
Score and then a couple of touchdowns and get a lead.
Yeah, let's not get knocked down at all.
You know what's great? It's all of a sudden in the background. It's not on.
It's
tough enough by the fabulous defense.
Yeah, everyone was like masturbating to this yesterday on Twitter. And I thought, when I heard it, I thought, let's not get knocked down so much. Let's maybe not get knocked down at all.
Maybe have enough players that are good to help you win games.
Like right away win.
Maybe a 17-3 win. You know?
Or no, how about 41-3?
Okay,
that's
good.
Let's put up a lot of points right away.
Sure. All right, Fred might be the only one I can talk about with this one. Have you ever been at a party and you've seen someone just drastically change personalities to extremely violent, and you might know why?
Yes.
Dan Campbell's turning into that guy who just is turning violent to an extent that I didn't quite expect.
Yeah. Him and Spielman, man. If I'm in that building and I'm like normal. Oh, boy. And these players, are they going to get sick of it?
A lot of sniffling going on right now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing his thing. He's doing his whole football thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this is high school football coach. This is like the loser that used to play at North that was coaching while I was there that would swallow his own dip spit because he was so tough. And not so alive now, are you, pal? All right, here we go.
All right, that's going to be the mentality. All right, and but I'll guarantee you this, man, these guys are going to fight, and they're going to scratch and claw, and they're going to be something this city's proud of because they're going to take on the identity of this city. All right.
Is he going to cry?
Yeah, dude, he sounds like, I was going to say it, he sounds like he's going to cry through
this whole thing. Get yourself together, man. Like, the team doesn't want this. Like, just be like Saleh and don't be like Gase. The whole thing with Saleh's press conference yesterday was at least they can't make a meme out of it. Like, just get through the introductory press conference without anything happening. Like, make it a non-factor. Just stand there. All right, you're tough, dude. I get it. You're going to tell professional athletes that this is every game they're going to get knocked down 75 times? No, thank you.
All right. It ain't always going to be roses up here. Everything's going to be
why not?
You know, the way that...
Why not? Why isn't it... why not? What kind of... I want it. What is this whole, like, all these obstacles? I want no obstacles. All right, listen. I know you're hiring me for the accounts receivables job. There's going to be a lot of mistakes. All right? Let me just know, I'm not great at math. But what I am is I am persistent.
Yeah. And I'll give you effort. I got effort.
Yep. Every mistake I make, I will correct. I will be here 24 hours a day making sure things are right. Now, it's going to take a long time. It's going to and I'm going to tell you, a lot of the meetings, a lot of times you call me into your office, this is going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
We're going to lose tons of money.
But, I mean, like, dude, like, let's make things, like, good and fun and, like,
now,
that it's easy.
See, now I understand why you got the 6-year contract.
Yeah,
a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, right.
It's going to take 6 years.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
Rome was not built in a day.
Right.
All right? Let's be honest. This team sucked for a long time.
So, Fred, as I was saying, I was watching this press conference, and at the moment when he first comes out about the kneecaps, you know, I'm watching the live commentary from fans on the right side of the screen. It's scrolling up like an Instagram Live. And everyone's like, oh, my God, what is this? Oh, and it's like that. And then he continues to talk and talk and talk. And the further away you get from that, and he keeps revisiting, we're going to just, like, kill you. We're going to slash you in the throat. You know, people are like, all right, man, maybe this wasn't the best hire.
Yeah, he's gone so, like...
overboard.
Like, what is it? Patronizingly, like, thinking what the people from Detroit, like, they're all morons. You know, all you got to do is, like, I love... Here's what he should have said. Speaking of someone from Detroit, because believe me, no one wants to be in Detroit, and that's well known there. If he said, listen, I played 4 years here, and I got to tell you, I love the city. And I really, it's a joy to be back here. And I know the history of the Lions, and I truly believe that we can be historic. And then everyone would go, oh, my God. And you know what? Players will want to play here. I know I'm a guy, and I know this team, and it's a world-class organization, and I know this is a place players are going to want to play.
Fred,
that's
don't even do that. Just get to the podium and say, I'm not Matt Patricia.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to be a dick. Like, right. Like, I'm not going to be... Because I guarantee you, they said Patricia was a huge dick. He turned off the fan base immediately, which he did. At least Dan Campbell didn't do that. Like, act like he knew everything. But Patricia... They said, all right, you're in Detroit. And he obviously gleamed a lot in his time there. So, you know, it is, and just, you know, you're the anti-Patricia. And he just went, well, I'll give you 45 minutes of that. instead of giving you 2 minutes, I'm going to give you 45. You jackass.
That we all want it to be and look perfect, but I know this, man. We're going to fight, we're going to scratch, and we're going to claw. And I know the good teams find a way to get it done. And if somebody goes down, the next one steps up, and he's expected
now there's
to
injuries.
Produce. I'm going to find the right staff. I'm going to find a staff that's not loaded with just a bunch of. Bunch of people that look good on paper.
Bunch of damn what? Nerds and their numbers.
Yeah, like what?
That's exactly right.
No, get everyone that's good on paper.
That's what he would say.
Ain't no nerds in this clubhouse. I only want people to know the password.
We're going to throw their heads into the toilet. Swirlies for everyone. Campbell smash.
How about you know who's going to be on your staff?
We don't want no pencil neck geeks. Get over here.
I'll tell you, he might be the worst. He might be the worst coach of all time, but at least Saleh went in there and said, here's my staff. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's not going to be someone who looks good on paper.
That's right.
Come here, Spaz.
You're going to go, who the hell is this guy hiring? You're going to say, why is this
flagpole? Teach him a lesson about how we deal with them Stetton nerderoos around here.
You're going to say, why is this moron hiring this idiot? But you won't even know. It's reasons that you can't understand. I want a guy with no experience. I want a guy that you're like.
If he came up and recited the lyrics of this song, would it surprise you? I've wrestled with a lion and a grizzly bear.
I want the coach at UMass football. Bring me in. I want a guy that really is underwhelming.
Yeah. There'll be a bench press requirement.
Like, I don't want any of this. I don't want any having to overcome anything. I want other teams to overcome you. What is this? Get with it. Come on.
Man, I'm scouring. I was going to say the country, but even beyond the country, if you will. I'm looking for the best coaches I can find for the best spots. I don't want a bunch of people who drink a gallon of coffee like I do in a day.
That's what you call it, coffee.
I've got some experience. Is it a ton? No.
He drinks his stimulants.
He wants a defensive backs coach from the Netherlands.
I want a pharmacist.
Oh, we're gonna take the opponent. We're gonna crush him up into a little bit of powder. We're gonna find a mirror.
I want a pharmaceutical grade special teams coach, man.
We're gonna take him and crush him onto a Def Leppard mirror that we won at the state fair back in 1987.
I'm kind of jealous. I'm jealous that Belichick's still here. This guy.
This stuff gets real old.
Oh, I mean, it's great because it's not your team. The fact, this is much better than having I don't know.
And he's gonna win. He's gonna go 2-1 in everyone nationally is gonna lose their minds.
This is what happens when he took over in Miami.
Yeah. They lost their
He won two games and people went crazy, and then Belichick popped him, and that was the end of it.
He's not going to get that kind of pop in Detroit. I mean, that team sucked forever. I mean, sucked in everyone's lifetime. So, yeah. I mean, it's never even been remotely good. So, I mean, they're not going to like this. They're not going to like this at all. No. This isn't good. No. There's too many, you're foreseeing too many problems.
Oh, but I do. And so at least I'm past that point. And now we can build this the way that we want it. I get to start from scratch with Brad. Our facilities are outstanding. And maybe I'm recruiting free agents right now. Who knows, right? You never know. But
maybe.
Look, I can't guarantee wins, but I know this, man. Oh, my job is also to get this city back on its feet.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, no, it's not. Dude, stop talking. No, your job is you. God damn it. Your job is entirely to win games. That's it. That's it. You have nothing to do with this city. Nothing you does. They sell out the games anyway, stupid. God damn it. Shut up.
You have caused enough chaos on this town.
Shut up, man.
Huge rockets of fire into your face.
Oh, no, your job is to win games, entirely to win games.
I'm sorry, Fred. This is terrible.
What are you doing, man?
He came in there. It's like, my job is to heal poverty. My job is to cure the sick. And God damn it, we are going to rise from the
ashes. Dude, they have four. Did you not drive through the city? Ford Field's downtown. It's very nice. It's done. All that's done. Win. All the people want you to do it. It's a very nice area. Comerica Park, and it's next to Greek Town, and it's next to Comerica, and you can walk around and have a nice time. That's over. You're not standing in the wreckage of the Silverdome, dum-dum. They've made the stadium. People go. God, this isn't 1984, man. Get with it. Like, what are you, in a time machine? Jesus. Yeah, right. That flies in 84. That doesn't fly in 2021. The stadium's built. The city's fine. You worry about winning football games already. You drive through downtown Detroit and then drive through most other cities and tell me the difference. Boy, hachi machi. It's probably nicer because it's newer. Diarrhea, man. Just win football games. My job's not just to win football games. My job, no, it's to win football games. Shut up.
And no pansy ass tunes in the locker room either. If I walk in there and it ain't nothing but Metallica or Priest, then I'm smashing that boombox right over your head.
This is like when he goes in and they're playing black. They're playing rap music. It's like, yeah, black music. Yeah, I can dig it, soul brother. Sounds like Hulk Hogan talking to Junkyard
exactly
Dog.
Like Hulk. That was good.
My soul brother, Mr. T.
All right. Well, congratulations, Lions. You got.
Well,
that
he
going
starts
for you.
Taking questions, which is great because I mean, they gave him four. It's like nobody stopped him. Now I don't know how long they usually talk on their own. I've only seen a couple.
They
of
talk.
These
they
before,
talk for a long time, but it's not stream of consciousness like this. No.
Oh, he's all over the place, and it went on for 45 minutes, and then he started taking questions. And to be quite honest, I might need to get into these Dan Campbell Zoom things. I mean, we are members of the press, and as we learned yesterday, Karen Garigian was able to log in to the one with Rob Gronkowski down in Tampa. You
utterly confusing him.
Yeah. I would love to have a couple
of
questions.
He was thoroughly delighted to hear that.
Yes,
Karen
he was.
I mean, he's a dumb, dumb guy.
I mean, but
just so happily dumb, like the kind of dumb that you really want to be. Like nothing in life's going to get him down. He doesn't think about nothing. All right, we'll have to take a break from Dan Campbell, but
there is a
situation going on with Curt Schilling though that's interesting, and we do have audio from this new Kevin James show, which I have not heard. All these things are in the future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah, Prince. Whatever, it's Prince.
Okay. Ice Cream Castles, this is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this a good song?
No.
I want to make sure I wasn't the only one who's kind of like, eh.
No, it's not okay, good. Right. If you put the time, very difficult albums to get through. And I don't think that they were made for to be listened to at home or in the car. They're made for a public place.
Yeah, the time would release albums that had six songs on it.
You know, yeah,
there was this long one, three on the A side, three on the B. That song was on the same album as Jungle Love and the Bird.
Yeah, so there'd be Jungle Love and the Bird and then everything else.
Yes.
And so they're like they're the funk Rush.
You dare. You saying album cuts from Rush aren't any good? Them's fighting words.
Oh, yeah. Let's go put on Hemispheres and go for a ride. Yeah.
Well, maybe not Hemispheres, but I'll go deep on Roll the Bones with you. I'll go Ghost of a Chance. Track one on the second side of the cassette as being one of their best songs.
Well, sometimes you have to Roll the Bones. It was just the anniversary of Neil Peart's death. By the way, if you're Curt Schilling, you got to love when the Providence Journal writes about you because the first sentence is former Red Sox pitcher and failed video game company owner. Chilling.
Yeah, they'll never forgive him. They shouldn't. What a disaster was.
He is very good. When he was talked about how the AIG would no longer give him insurance, he said that he was all for, you can't take money from the government, he said, except for when it's him. And he says, if you'll recall, he tweeted, "You cowards sat on your hands." This is while the Capitol riots are going on. He said, "You cowards sat in your hands, did nothing while liberal trash looted, rioted, and burned for Air Jordans and big screens." Schilling tweeted, "Sit back, shut up, and watch the folks start a confrontation for us that matters, like rights, democracy, the end of government corruption. Hashtag it's happening." So while all us pussies were sitting around fiddling with the remote, Kurt was tweeting like a man. just like when he got those supplies and went down and left them on the side of the road in Houston.
It didn't even get to Houston from what I remember.
Well, one of the trucks did not, no.
He abandoned the trailer in a parking lot that he borrowed from a guy, and the guy called us saying, I never heard back from Kirk, and I guess it's like stuck somewhere in a parking lot.
And really, isn't that just like the news media to not give him his proper credit for fixing everything after the floods in Houston? I mean, he did such a good job. I mean, this guy is just a colossal dummy. I mean, really dumb. And there's a lot of dumb people. There's nice dumb people like Rob Gronkowski who go along and enjoy life and life's terms, and you know, have been given an incredible physical gift and use it and enjoy what comes with it. And they're nice people, the people that you probably want to be around. And then there's people like Curt Schilling that believe they're smart and are truly, truly dumb. And if you're one of these maniacs that enjoyed the Capitol thing, you even want this guy representing you? Probably you do. But he's up for the Hall of Fame, and he's like right on the edge there, 75% of the votes. He's very lucky that these writers are all up in a tizzy about Bonds and Clemens, because I don't think he'd sniff it, this balloting, if it wasn't for their going, oh, I got to put someone on the ballot. But and so anyway, so he puts this stuff up, but all the ballots were due on January 1st, right?
Yep.
So this happened after. So now these writers are going around scrambling to see if they can take him off their ballots.
Well, there was a report out of Chicago from a baseball columnist there, and he said, source, numerous National Baseball Hall of Fame voters have reached out to the Hall hoping to amend their ballots, removing their votes for Curt Schilling after he supported the seditious acts in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago. Hall of Fame officials are concerned about the president this could set. And to all those voters, you just say, yeah, if only there was some sort of indication that he was a piece of garbage this happened.
Or like, what is your stance, like what? Okay, so that was what put you over the edge. Either it matters or it doesn't. You idiots! God, you know what? These guys are probably relatively smart people that lack any conviction, and that's why they're baseball reporters for their entire lives, is because they lack any kind of decisiveness. Listen. I understand that you like the Baseball Hall of Fame. I like it too. I understand that you want to be a guardian at the gate. Good. Better than letting everyone in. But Jesus, have a backbone. Just go with your gut. Buster Only, decipher this for me. Here's a tweet that just came out 31 minutes ago from Buster Only.
I saw it.
Journalists should not let themselves be cornered into a role of determining what elements of quote-unquote character matter in baseball. Leave that to MLB Hall of Fame. Imagine Capitol Hill reporters voting to determine ethics violations for senators and members of the House. What?
Well, I mean,
so does that mean he doesn't think writers should vote?
Or that the Hall of Fame should say this guy's just not eligible?
That's like saying, you know what, forget about what this Anthony Weiner guy did. You should vote for him anyway, because, you know, any kind of character thing trait should have nothing to do with it. That's exactly what he's saying.
No, he's saying take it out of the writer's hands to make the decision. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think his thing is you got to say this guy's not eligible. It's not us up for us to make the call. And to that, I would say, why is it not up to you to make the call?
How many years?
Yeah, you do it. You do it. What's so hard about it? You indecisive pricks. Just make a decision.
Yeah.
God damn, I understand that you like it, but Jesus.
This is
just say no.
This is the
say
rush
no or
to
yes.
Be, this is the rush to be on the right this guy side hasn't, this of guy, history is th- what this is.
This and- guy hasn't won 300 games. I mean, you have an argument against him deserving to be in any way. Yeah. There is an argument. You might disagree with it. You might not feel that way. But there is an argument. So if you're on the fence and you don't like him, don't vote for him. That's all you have to say. I didn't vote for him. I don't like him. That's all. I think he's a prick. I think it's a borderline case. He doesn't have the numbers that guarantee you into the Hall, and I don't like him. And so there you go. So why give it to him? If it was 50-50 and I don't like him. So if it was 50-50 and I erred on the side, if I liked him, I probably would have voted him in. Big deal. That's why you have a vote. What do you think? Everyone that votes for the president is so well-informed? I mean, Jesus, vote. Vote for how you want to vote. And I mean, now, you vote for Burt Blylevin and Andy Pettit. I mean, just vote.
And now we're at the point where a lot of these writers who want to backtrack and take him off their ballots have to sit around and wait until Tuesday, hoping he doesn't get in, because this is Schilling's ninth year of eligibility. You get 10.
Yeah.
So what he has done in the last 3 weeks, all the stuff that he has tweeted and all the right wing stuff he has tweeted.
I mean, people are getting an inclination he might be racist.
Right. But, I mean, all of this. You can make it punitive. You cannot vote him in next year. The Veterans Committee won't vote him in.
No.
I mean, this is his chance. This is his one opportunity, now that all the writers were apparently blindsided by all that he was about. You know, if he doesn't make it in this year, then all the writers that want to take back their vote can make it right in the future. But for now, he's got a legit shot. The guy who tracks these things online has about 40% of all of the ballots that have been made public. And Schilling, at last look, is at 74.7%. He's right there.
Can you imagine, though, if he gets in? If he gets in and all of these writers have come out and said that I wish I would have got my vote back, and he gets in and makes that speech. First of all, as I said, screw this guy. So I've said it before. I root for chaos. Him getting up there and making that speech is going to be unbelievable because everybody is going to. I mean, you're not going to be able to avoid it now. This is going to be the biggest microphone that he has had since he was on ESPN, which has been, it's going to be, everyone's going to, you know, he's going to be able to talk, say whatever he wants.
And now, other than the politic part of it, it's going to be an F you to all the writers now that all right. of this oh, is yeah.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah. You there?
Yep.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. So, am I on right now? We good?
Oh, Jesus, Mark.
Jeez,
yes.
Hang up on this guy.
I just want to make sure this gets heard because I heard your speech, you know, a week and a half ago, and let's get something straight. Conservatives, Republicans don't condone what happened in the Capitol, okay? Because the Democrats are out painting everybody as
nobody
the
said
Nazi
conservative Republicans.
No
do.
One we said anything like that. Just
no, we
Schilling.
Said like that. Turn
just
it down.
Schilling.
Turn down the instant anger. Nobody said. Hang on. Calm down. Calm down. Nobody said that.
Right.
What's that? Okay.
You
know, go ahead.
It's the point. You're calling Schilling a crazy person because what he did was he made a point about what happened and that the Democrats have to hold a high.
He didn't say any of that.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say any of that. No, no. What he said is he said that he condoned what was going on at the Capitol. He said, you cowards sat on your hands while liberal trash looted and rioted.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Then he said, sit back.
100%.
Then he said, sit back, shut up, and watch the folks start a confrontation for right. S that matters, like rights, democracy, and the end of government corruption.
He supported what those people were doing.
Let me ask a question. 9 months ago, when the riots were
don't
going
do
on,
this where
no,
were
no,
you
no,
crap
no,
because
no.
we were all over
no,
it.
No,
don't
no,
you
no.
give
oh,
that
no,
to
no,
us.
No, so it doesn't count then if we want to go back in history and talk about what
he just said it
hang
did
on,
count.
Hang on. He no, guys, listen. He said guys, that he supported those people who attacked the Capitol. Where are you now? You can say where were you then? Where are you now? Do you condemn that? Do you condemn what happened at the Capitol?
We all condemn that.
Not Schilling.
Schilling doesn't.
That's the point.
So, no,
what part of Schilling's? What part of what? Oh, you idiot! What part of when Schilling said he condoned it? Did you not understand he's condoning it? You dumbass! Jesus, talk about cognitive dissonance. Just read it, you dumb. Don't stop halfway through, idiot. God. It's one guy's opinion, stupid, and it's one guy on the Hall of Fame, dumb. They're attacking me. Shut up. If you like the Capitol riot, then yes, that's an attack on you. If you didn't like the Capitol riot, then what do you care? Then it has nothing to do with you. It's that simple. It's if you like the Capitol riot, if you didn't, that's it. No other issue in this particular case. Hachi Machi. Yes, the first part, he does the argument where he compares it to the protests in the Northwest. Fine. Fair enough. Then he turns around and says that he likes it and what a champ all these people are and how everyone's pussies sitting on their hands while he's the real warrior playing with trains. God, I mean, the ability of people, and the same thing with the guy with the boner pick.
that everyone reacted to my... I mean, you guys and everybody, I don't care what your affiliation is, y'all pick out whatever crap. You hear a buzzword and then you go crazy and you don't listen to anything. You're all nuts. If you don't listen to something enough to get mad, listen to it, for God's sakes. There's plenty out there. You guys, it's this cognitive dissonance. You don't want to hear it. And then you're on the phone with someone and you don't want to hear it. You're reading the tweet to them. They don't want to hear it. No, because they heard the part they wanted to hear, which was the first part. Then when you read the second part, they don't want to hear it. They want to talk all over it. They don't want to hear it. It's too much for them. What do you do with it? I mean, so the guy should get the job with the Boner Big? No, I don't think he should get the job. Fred, what did you do? I just asked, should he not have his job? Well, you and your rapey friend, you didn't listen to anything. You didn't listen to it. You heard the immediate reaction was to pile on the guy, and then it enraged you to a point where you didn't listen to anything that happened after it. And that's on you. And that's a problem. Your problem. Not my problem. Your problem. Don't want to hear it. Oh, I mean, that's just an example of everybody. You're on the phone, so you read the first part, and that he likes, because he's like, yeah. I understand you like that part. Here's the second part. You don't want to hear it. To the degree that you won't let us read it. You're talking all over it, because you don't like that, and that doesn't further your argument. Your argument that you're having in your own head. Your argument that you're not even having with anyone, because it's not an argument that was even made. It's an argument. There's no argument. Kurt Schilling liked the Capitol thing. And if you liked it, then you agree with them. And you don't like what we're saying. If you didn't like the Capitol thing, then you don't agree with them. And you understand what we're saying. It's not hard. It's black and white. There it is. I didn't like the Capitol thing. None of us did. We thought it was bad. It, strangely enough. If you liked it, then hate us and never listen again. But if you didn't like it, then it doesn't apply to you. Then we're all on the same team. And that doesn't even get to the thing where if you don't agree with someone that you immediately flip out and have a heart attack about something. That's another thing. Well, so I'm having a heart attack. All right. Very good. Ay, ay, ay. Achi machi. Read the tweet.
Kick you in the teeth.
Yeah,
and when
right.
you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock
right.
us down, we're going to get up. And
that's
on the way
right.
up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're saying all conservatives. No. That was never said. That's in your brain. That's an argument you're picking with yourself. You got to say whatever part of your brain's saying that, you got to cool it down and listen to what the argument is. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of your dumb emails that don't have any idea of what was said.
Well, you said that this guy should, that it's no big deal that he sent 60 texts in the pick of his penis.
I never said that. It's just my first reaction wasn't to go crazy on the guy. All I said is I asked John and Rich, so he shouldn't have the job. And they said, here, yes, he shouldn't have the job. Here's why. And I said, okay. And then, but to you, it clicked something in your brain that got a fight or flight response where you went nuts and you didn't hear anything. It's the same with anything you care about. You don't hear any nuance in any kind, not even nuance, fact, straight fact, verbatim fact. I've had it. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hi Fred, hi Rich, John, how are you?
Thank you for saying our name.
In Boston, everybody knows their names.
It lends a sense of intimacy to this conversation.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Oldest chum.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, Taxi Cab was never allowed to be released because the dude that wrote the theme to Taxi was sick of hip-hop artists sampling his songs.
Souls of Mischief, right?
This is Souls of Mischief.
Cabs is happening a lot? Because this is the only sample I've heard of.
Oh, something not the theme to Taxi, but the guy who did the theme to Taxi. Oh, if you listen to... hang on one second. Bob James is the guy Bob James sampled. bet you he's been sampled 5 billion times. I just Googled it. He's been sampled 1,541 times.
Yeah, I recognize that name because I think there's articles about just how, like, there's some famous samples that are used in a lot of rap songs.
Beats to the Rhyme has got...
Beats to the Rhyme is a big one. Like, that's,
yeah, Nautilus is the song by him that is in a bunch of them. Ghostface Killer, Slick Rick Children's Story, Eric B. and Rakim. Peter Piper has... I'll tell you what, Jam Master Jay really leaned on Bob James there. Really leaned on him. But I'll tell you what, is that TV is leaning on Kevin James. And Kevin James is a guy that had a sitcom where they said, people don't like your wife, we're going to kill her off real quick. And put on Leah Remini and, give it to the networks, because with all the pressure from streaming services and the way that people are consuming media, they are really on the forefront of what is cool. And, I know that King of Queens runs in syndication 5 times a day. But let's pop Remini back on this show and see if it will go for a spin.
Well, the best part about all that was the Kevin Can Wait show. And when she got killed off because they wanted to bring in Leah Remini, they barely explained how she got killed off. And they just went right to the next episode where everyone's laughing and joking around. And there was such a fallout that somebody came up with a television show called Kevin Can F Himself, and it's actually being made right now and filming in Massachusetts, and it's about being an actress on a TV show. It's basically this woman's story, this actress's story, being an actress on a television show. You know, one of these where the schlubby fat husband and the attractive wife, and then you get fired because they want to bring something back. They're making a comedy about that, and you know who is playing the main woman in it? Is the daughter from Schitt's Creek. This is her. That's her next big role.
It's called... traipsing around town, indeed.
That is the show that is filming in Massachusetts right now. Kevin Can Go F Himself, which I'm obviously looking forward to.
Yes, that will be good. And so you're telling me that we will have to play it after the break, but you're telling me that there is a new Kevin James show. Now, this was news to me, and I am one who visits the phone. I don't know. I have the volume all the way down. I don't know why it's going off like that. I have a friend who's very excited. I put his photo up on Instagram. What was I going to say? So I visit AAV Club, a few times a day. It's one of my websites, and I'm a favorite. I'm no stranger to pop culture. I consume television. I've watched 5 seasons of Below Deck over the course of the last month and a half. I mean, I know what's going on, but I was unaware. Even I, the pop culture maven that I am, was unaware that there is a new Kevin James show, Rich, and this one is called The Crew. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about it. I obviously know that it's about a race car crew, but I don't know if he's a driver, if he's part of the crew. I don't know anything. But we will play part of this, and we'll see if we can't do some foreshadowing in terms of what is going to happen, because I have a feeling at one point he can't fit in the car. Is going to be a joke that is used. I don't know if they're saving it like the cherry on top of the comedy Sunday, but yeah, there the will finale. Be a scenario. That will be the. He dies of asphyxiation because the wheel crushes his rib cage and breaks his lungs in half. All right. We will visit what exactly Kevin James is up to. We have more Dan Campbell stuff to get to as we have a very pleasant Friday here on the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.